What's everyone's one goal to accomplish during this Ramadan?
I think three of the five of us are on that episode, so I'm just going to recycle my goal here. my goal on that podcast was to finish the Quran, and you know, I'm 12 days in, and I'm 12 bars in, so I'm on pace.
Let's go. Mashallah, baby. Let's go. I honestly forgot what I said on the episode, but reflecting now that I'm about 2 weeks in, right? My goal has been, when I started, the mindset and where I am now, is to just take advantage of the time that I have. Really focus in on those prayers that you might miss typically.
Hey guys, welcome back to Weekly with Fahad Khan. This is episode 4, and today we have a lot of people, and these are some of the people from the YM Unfiltered podcast, which is like a really good podcast, and you guys should tune into that. And it talks, these guys have a lot of good points to it, and they give their opinion, and honestly, to me, it's like, it's one of the podcasts that inspired me to start my own podcast, and yeah, so... With everyone, can you guys give an introduction?
The more you're unmuted, go for it.
I don't know if I'm in the order. I think you're in my top left, so I just thought it would be in that order.
Jamal, you're also in my top left.
All right. Salams, everyone. My name is Jamal, part of Unfiltered. I was on one of Fahad's previous episodes, so I'm not going to ramble on too much. But yeah, part of the MCC community. Part of the Unfiltered podcast, and happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Salam, y'all. I'm Tehmoor. Same thing as him. I'm new to this. New to. I know Fahad's had his podcast, but I've never had the chance to listen to him. But moving forward, I definitely will stay tuned and hear more of what he has to say. Alhamdulillah, I need to mute this. But yeah, same thing as Jamal. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm not sure what the order is, but salam everyone. My name is Masani. I think we all have pretty similar introductions. Outside of Anam, we all also go to DePaul. So, Tamor Jamal and I graduated last year, so we're first year graduates.
All part of
the MEC Big Brothers program. So, yeah, I guess it's a quick intro.
Salam everyone. My name is Anam. So, like Masani said, I'm the only one here that doesn't go to DePaul. I'm at Loyola, but. Also, Unfiltered, part of the Unfiltered team, and I'm very excited to be on this. This should be really good, inshallah.
Assalamualaikum, everyone. My name is Nazish, and I do also go to DePaul. It's my first time being on Fahad's podcast. We're excited to see how this goes.
So with everyone's introduction, again, thank you guys for being on here. So today, we're going to talk about, since it's the month of Ramadan, and like a quick info for everyone. Ramadan is like a month of where Muslims fast, because one of the main reasons the Quran was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ in the month of Ramadan, and this is the month where we get spiritually close to our God, and then he shows us the benefits, like we give up our food and drink for him, and he rewards us for it, because it shows like we trust him enough to give up the necessary things that he gave us to sustain on, and it just brings us close to our religion and to our families and friends, and just have a bigger meaning to like what's going on in the world, and see how people that are less fortunate than us, how they live, and then give them Sadaqah and just help them in any way possible. So last year, so since COVID started, this is our second Ramadan in quarantine, and not with everyone else like how it usually is. And what's your guys' take on it from like last year to this year now, since like it's a bit used to being quarantined and all?
Quarantine, I feel like after like month 3 or 4, we all kind of got used to like the sense of not really going out as much and mm-hmm. staying in and being comfortable with like our own alone time. I think now though, alhamdulillah, like I think we're over a year and a half in-ish.
Yeah,
about a year and a few months. Alhamdulillah, stuff's starting to open up a lot more now, and then the vaccine's starting to roll out, and it's, like, publicly accessible, which is good. So, inshallah, I'm hoping by, like, end of summertime, we could return to, like, some kind of normalcy. But we'll see. But, I mean, as, like, among, like, my friend groups, family, that kind of stuff, most people are vaccinated, so, like, our group and stuff, everything has been pretty good so far, alhamdulillah, and they're pretty comfortable with each other.
So for me, I honestly think that last Ramadan felt more like Ramadan than it does this year. I don't know. I feel like everyone is really
more trying to get into that vibe.
Yeah, people are really trying to get into the vibe of like making Ramadan at home in quarantine really fun and everything. And I don't know. I just feel like that was more fun almost. I don't know. That's just my take on it. But this one doesn't feel as much as Ramadan.
We're almost like halfway done, and I honestly like it. It's so weird because I kind of agree with Nazish. I feel like I haven't even like the 13th? No, it's the 12th, 11th, whichever day it is. Yeah, it's going by so fast.
Just count 1 through 30, you'll get one of them right.
Whatever day it is, it's going by extremely fast. You'll hit the magical number eventually. Yeah. but no, I also agree. But in a way, I feel like because kind of also what Jamal was saying, because things, you know, inshallah seem to be getting, you know, better with everyone getting vaccinated and things are kind of slowly opening up and the gatherings, you know, we can kind of start doing that again. So in a way, that also kind of feels good because we didn't have that at all last year. And I think that was one of my favorite things, you know, getting together, everyone eating together, seeing each other. So it's like different, but also kind of similar, at least for me. So
I feel like I'm like the opposite of you guys. I'm more connected and focused this year than last year. Cause last year I wasn't doing much. Cause I was low key a little scared of the virus. Cause I wasn't sure what it entails. And I think my parents are a little more on the older side. So I didn't really go out during Tarawih cause I was too scared. I know my friends were doing it on the low key. And it was like, it felt illegal at the time to even be in the same room more than that many people. So I was not about it and I wasn't doing much. And last year I felt very disconnected, and alhamdulillah this year I was like, yo, I need to change. I need to get back to my older, how it was before
COVID.
Corona, before COVID. And I've been very productive and I've enjoyed it. I think it's probably one of my favorite Ramzan so far. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
I felt like you guys had such all encompassing answers. I don't know, man. I feel like I've just been here vibing. Like last Ramadan, you know, we started the podcast, so I had that. But obviously.
Yeah, it's almost been 1 year for you guys. It did. Unbelievable, like it went so fast and you guys made so much progress within this year.
Yeah I think we hit our 1 year mark a week ago, so something along those lines. But yeah, I mean, I'm gonna agree with the guys. I think being connected is definitely more easy this year, especially because you can go into a masjid, you can go, you know, you can go actually pray through, I mean, it's not like in your basement. But yeah
so during episode 1, I asked Jamal, like, how did the YM Unfiltered podcast come to be? So I want to hear from you guys, like, how were you approached and, like, what was your first initial reaction to it? Like, since it's been a year since you guys started your podcast, I want to know more of, like, how your podcast came to be and, like, the success that you guys made over the year.
Yeah, I think I already touched on it during our episode, so I'll let the other people talk. Anyone else wants to talk about it?
I'm trying to remember how much I remember of how it came to be. I just remember, I think Jamal hit me up about an MEC podcast, and I thought it would be a dope opportunity because I've been like part of Youth of MEC since like I was a kid. Like I was a child in 2017, barely any facial hair, doing my thing, and I was like, yo, that would be dope. I'd love to help out like my people. So I feel like, I don't know, like the audience are people that know me since then, they've seen me grow up and stuff, so I just thought it'd be a dope idea to speak my mind on like different topics that the youth could relate to, that I have knowledge about, you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that it literally started with Jamal texting people. I don't think it started any other way. So I think, yeah, it's been fun. I feel like if you look back from the first episode or now, you definitely see a lot of growth in yourself.
Yeah.
Either in like your opinions or how you feel about a certain topic.
It's been different on the girls' side. I think we were just asked in the Big Sisters chat if someone would be interested in being on the podcast, I mean, on a podcast from the youth of MCC group. And I think some of us just like, yeah, like we'd love to do it. And that's just how it came to be from the girls' side.
I don't think any of us actually knew who was going to be.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, no. we knew, like, okay, we got asked, like, this person got asked, or, like, we ourselves got asked, but I think the first time we all met, that was the first time we were seeing, like, the official team, so I think that was really exciting, because we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, I guess. You know, we just knew that we had a lot to share, we had our opinions to share, we were very passionate about this, but kind of going into it, we got to meet, like, oh, we're going to be doing this with the rest of the team, and this is going to be our team. So it was really nice, and yeah, I can't believe it's been a year now, but yeah, that's how it started.
Yeah, I think COVID first hit, and it was like a week and a half after like everything shut down, and this all started with Sara Auntie. So big shout out to Sara Auntie.
Yeah, Sara Auntie.
She put everything together. She called me, and she was like, hey, I'm trying to put together like something for Youth MCC that we could do remotely, or do something that like we could still provide content without being like doing holikas or meeting with the kids and stuff like that. And we were thinking about podcasts because
that's something that you could do. People live, yeah, or listening exactly.
Exactly. So then she hit up a bunch of the girls on the Big Sister side. She put me in charge of hitting up the people on the Big Brother side. And then whoever was down, it came together. And alhamdulillah, it's been a year. And I think what Masani said, it's kind of funny because you could literally see the growth as we've gone along. We've all grown individually, which is kind of cool. It's funny how it's all documented. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, it's like how you guys shared like your personal opinions and then like your personal stories, whatever you talked about and how it impacted your life and just the growth of like, okay, first episode to your latest episode, which was, it came out today, it was Ramadan Goals, which I listened to a bit of it and it was really good. And like, it's just amazing, like, how much progress you guys made in this year alone. Now imagine if you guys kept going. Like, I want to also know, like, where do you see the podcast heading in the direction next year from now? Like a year from now, where do you see it being?
Jamal, you're unmuted, so why don't you?
Yeah,
Jamal, I'm just staying unmuted because I'm just unmuted. Like, I have no reason to mute. What do I say to you? I did not know we'd be even still together doing this a year ago. I thought it was like a COVID only thing. And as we're coming out of COVID, we're like still all together and we're still going pretty good. So I can't even imagine how we're going to be a year from now. Inshallah, we're continuing to do what we're doing. Inshallah, the team sticks together and people don't have to dip out. Cause it's real. Cause a lot of us, when we started, we were like, finishing up undergrad or like in college, and 2 years later, which would be next year, right? A lot of us are not going to be in college anymore. We're going to be working, going to have other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And then inshallah, the goal is to eventually pass the reins onto the youth, right? As we like come out, the people that are the undergrads now or mm-hmm. high schoolers now could come in and do that. So we'll see what the future has. I mean, inshallah, make dua that we could continue to make something that's impactful. We could all continue to do our part.
Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, inshallah is definitely like a legacy that I hope that we can pass down to others, and they can use this platform just to do as we did, and inshallah, like, I don't know, just hoping for the best.
Yeah, it just, like, speaking about legacy, we usually worry more about like what our legacy is going to be, hence why we do stuff, the things we do, especially with Sara Auntie. Like, the entire reason the youth of MCC is because she wants us to all have a legacy, and she pursued us to push ourselves to our very best, and which led us to being here right now, which is just amazing. Because if you really think about it, like, I never would have met Jamal, Masani. The more I think, have we met? I don't know. I know I met Jamal and Masani.
I don't think so. But it's nice to meet you. Yeah, I think I might have you on social media. That's about it.
Yeah. I don't have watched yours and Jamal's YouTube channel that you guys used to do.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
Throwback. Stay tuned.
We're ending the podcast here, and then it's the end. No, it's amazing, like, how we all individually grow into, like, our own person, and just we have each other to depend on, and, like, because at this point, like, your podcast team is, like, no longer like a team, it's like a family, because you all spend time together and just have fun together, and you connect with one another, which is really important and really, like, fun at the end of the day, especially during times like these.
I definitely agree to that. You know, I was going to say that none of us, like, have to do this, right? Like, the reason we enjoy doing this is because we all enjoy each other's company. You know, we truly are all very close to one another. So it's really, like, fun to come in, like, every Friday night when we're at the masjid and, you know, we're recording. It's not, like, it doesn't seem like work to us. You know, it's fun. We have really meaningful conversations behind and during in the cat, like, during the camera, or during the camera, while we're recording. But, no, it's actually really fun, and I do think it's really important. So, I'm really, like, alhamdulillah, I'm really lucky that we are as close as we all are, so.
And it's crazy, because, like, when we first started, I don't think I knew you guys that well. Even, and I'm like, I'm so close to you right now, but when we were coming into this podcast, I didn't really know many of the people outside of it. But alhamdulillah, we've been able to create that bond over time. And now it doesn't even feel like work. Like you said, it's all fun now.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable that how you guys came close together. And it's just amazing, like, how a tiny thing can spark into a very big thing like it is now. Like, what's your next topic you guys are planning to tackle, like, for the next episode? Like, a little sneak peek. Do you guys have an idea or no?
Our next episode? So Ramadan Goals, I think, comes out soon.
Ramadan Goals came out today.
So I think the snip came out today, right? Or did that whole episode
Yeah, it was just
out? The snip came out today.
I think it was the entire episode.
The entire episode's coming out tomorrow.
I think the next one that we're dropping is being 100% and being transparent about your Muslim identity in places outside of, like, Muslim friend circles or, like, the masjid, but, like, rather, like, professional settings like school or work, etc. So that's what we're tackling next. That's what's going to be coming out next. And after that, stay tuned. We will figure that out, inshallah.
So how much planning actually goes into, like, your guys' topic and all of that, like?
I feel like a good chunk of planning goes into these. just between, like, social media and, like, what topics we want to do and who wants to be on them. There is a decent amount of planning that goes into them.
Like, whenever you guys bring on guests, how long did it take for, like, to, like, how in advance, like, how much time do you need in advance to contact them and all of that before you guys start shooting an episode you have planned with them?
As a courtesy, we usually like to do 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Typically, it's 2 weeks.
Okay, so what advice would you have for me, since I recently started? What advice would you have for me as starting my own podcast and being, like, so young and doing this, like, by myself and all? Like, what tips would you guys give me?
I would say stay consistent with your content, because I'm very big when it comes to creating content. I love creating content. I say content is king. I would say stay consistent and try to post every week. Sometimes we lack as a group, but we're pretty good. We're pretty good with our stuff. But yeah, my advice to you would be stay consistent. If you're doing a once a week thing, try to remain once a week. If you want to do even more than that, do that. Even try to stock up on episodes. Honestly, like, record some in the advance and then upload them later on in a future date.
Yeah,
I recommend doing that. I think that's a very good
way to save time and then not to stress about it.
Always have good some stored in the, like, your storage.
Yeah,
that's what I feel like. I would recommend that. That's what I would say.
I'd say staying authentic to who you are. I think that's something that we have learned a lot from the beginning of the podcast to now, that there are a lot of topics that it's okay to have multiple points of view on them, but it's really important to be educated and to take a perspective and to stand to that perspective and to also admit when you're wrong about certain things.
Yeah, because the one thing that I would thought about before making this podcast, like, not only do I want to talk about my point of view, but I want to get other people. So, like, we know that there's one side to the story. There's multiple views on the story before we start saying our own stuff about it. Like, you have to see, like, other people's point of views and how they view the situation and all of that, and just have them acknowledge their point, and then have, like, people that connect with them and all just have a way to speak about it.
Yeah, I guess following up on both of them, I definitely say enjoy what you do. I think it's really easy to start doing something and just, you know, not enjoy it anymore. At the start, I think everything's just so much fun, right? Because it's new. And then, I mean, even for us, we got to a midway point where it's like, why are we doing this? Do we want to do this? I think when you start not liking what you do, it makes it a lot harder to keep coming out with content, like Tamor said. And, yeah. You know, too much preaching and content is king.
Yeah, for me, I think it would be just having, since I'm only a one person team, and just finding people to collab with and just have them come on, and then just matching the timings along with during college and all.
It gets tough, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it does get tough. So why don't we switch to, like, what's going on in the news, like current events, like what happened this week, the Jake Paul and Ben Askren fight, a lot of things on drama, and what else? George Floyd killer was brought to justice this week. He was found guilty of all charges. What's your guys' take on, like, the Asian hate that's been going on? Like, how do you guys feel about it? Because honestly, it's just, at this point, people will point blame on anything that happens in the world at this point, to like any race, any religion, any culture at this point, because we've all seen it happen in the past and it's just not changing. So what's your guys' take on it?
I think it's really sad, because I think around last year in the summer, this kind of stuff was at the rise. You know, we were hearing these things on the news, and I remember, you know, again, we as a podcast were new, and I remember a lot of our first episodes were based on, you know, these events, you know, Ahmaud Arbery and then Breonna Taylor, and, you know, we had all these different episodes, and it was a lot, you know. It was constantly you're hearing about police brutality, or you're hearing about some sort of hate crime going on, you're hearing some sort of shooting going on, and then, you know, you think, like, okay, you know what, things are going to get better. And now I was kind of thinking a few days ago, it's almost like we've kind of come into, like, a full circle again, where all these things are happening again. So it's really unfortunate to, you know, hear that these things are still going on, and it's kind of like we just can't escape from it, unfortunately. So
yeah, kind of like what Anam said, it just feels like you can't escape, but it's like a never-ending cycle. If it's not this, then it's that. I feel like we're just reliving the whole thing, but all these shootings and whatever, everything that we're hearing about, it just really does feel like it's just not going to stop.
Tamor, Masai, Jamal, what's your guys' take on it?
I feel like it's kind of cut and dry, and I want to say we've done a couple episodes on just hate and unity in general. I think it's just sad when you go through things and it's just so quick to blame someone. Especially as, like, brown people, we've definitely seen it, right? We've experienced it with, like, you know, 9/11, where it's like one person's actions constituted the respect and discrimination that an entire race felt. So I think we seem to come in full circle with that often. So, I mean, I don't think there is much you can't say. There's not a lot of good to the situation. Mm-hmm. But Jamal and Tamor, maybe y'all got some light at the end of the tunnel.
I think it's tough just in general right now, man. I was thinking, always on the back of my mind, I always have the 55-year-old man that, I think it was, I forgot what state they were in, the one that passed away because of the
Uber driver.
Was it the driver?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, that could have been anyone.
Muhammad Ansari? Yeah, I think about it all the time.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. I forgot his name. It was so tragic. I'm not going to even lie. I'm scared just to, because that could happen to anybody at any moment, any one of us. It's a scary time to be alive right now, just thinking about stuff like that.
It could have been anyone's parents, and I think about that too. Like,
yeah,
all the parents work and everything. Who knows? Like, God forbid. But honestly, that's the reality of it. It could have been any one of us.
No, it's just hard to, like, when you really think about it, like, about, like, what goes on in the world, like, literally, I think people don't think about the consequences or the ripple effect that they might have to one person and who it might affect in their family or, like, to friends or wise. They just don't think of it. They just think, oh, like, I'm just helping people, and instead, you don't know what harm you're causing at the end of the day to other people. Like, how, like, war starts, like, you don't think about the casualties or the people it might affect or the lives that might be taken in something between, like, two nations, two countries, or what in between. It's always going to be, like, someone's going to die, and you're not even going to think about it. You're just like, okay, we win, we lose, we just keep fighting and more. That's how like, basically everything is going on nowadays. People just don't think about their actions. They just do it. They don't think about the consequences to anything at this point.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the mindset for a lot of people.
Anything else, like, you guys would like to say, like, about, like, your point in, like, the current events that are going on right now?
I think the George Floyd trial, with Derek Chauvin and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, I think I think everyone's seen this on social media and has been informed, has read on it, but, like, yeah, it wasn't justice, but I think it was definitely a breath of fresh air,
mm-hmm.
right? There's still so much work to be done, still so much to do, but it's, like, a very, very small step in the right direction, because I think, they were talking about it, there was, like, a really, really similar trial that happened about 30 years ago, where the defendant, and it was all caught on camera, it was a police murder, and somehow it was not guilty. And it was literally on camera. This is the exact same thing. It's on camera, except finally they actually ruled it the right way. And it should be definitive, but it sucks in our world that it's not all the time. But alhamdulillah, I think we're starting, hopefully moving in the right direction. But yeah, a lot of work to be done, but at least a breath of fresh air for that.
No, in the Quran, it usually says, like, there's just one ayah. That Allah is in the Quran, it says, like, if you take one innocent life, it's like taking all mankind, but if you save one innocent life, it's like you're saving all mankind. And really, that's what drives, like, actions and all that, because if you really think about it, it makes sense, because who knows, like, what change this person might make in the future or now or later. Like, it's literally, you don't know whose future impacts the world in a big way if they're gone. Because a lot, like Martin Luther King Jr., like, who knew, like, what change he would have brought when he was 10 years old? Nobody knew what change he would have brought now. It's amazing to think, like, you least expect it, like, from the people, and then they just make a big change in the world that lasts for generations upon generations.
That's why I think it's really important to live your life in a way where just you never know, like, what could happen. Just live your life in a way that impacts people in a positive way that could somehow maybe spark a change. You never know. And I feel like that's important for us to always remember.
No, one of my main goals in life, Jamal knows this, I said that the one thing I want to become in my life is a motivational speaker and help, like, the youth grow and just motivate them to be their best selves and do good out in the world and just help people, no matter who they are, whoever they are, just see the good in people and help them. That's always been my mindset. Like, I don't care who I meet, I don't care who they are, I see good in them, and I want to push them to being good and being better.
I'm the same way. That's a really dope goal to have. I'd like to do it in different ways, but I don't know how I'd want to do it, but I'm 100% with you. I want to make a difference. I feel like Allah's giving me a voice and, like, different platforms and stuff, no matter whatever it is, whether it's Unfiltered or even JTTV or whatever. But I just want to make my voice be heard and just make a difference and impact youth lives and stuff.
I bet. Okay, what's everyone's one goal to accomplish during this Ramadan?
I think three of the five of us are on that episode, so I'm just gonna recycle my goal here. my goal on that podcast was to finish the Quran, and you know, I'm 12 days in and I'm 12 bars in, so I'm on pace.
Let's go. Mashallah, baby. Let's go. I honestly forgot what I said on the episode, but reflecting now that I'm in about 2 weeks in, right? My goal has been when I started the mindset and where I am now is to just take advantage of the time that I have. Really focus in on those prayers that you might miss typically, like making sure that those are for sure happening, and then making sure attending Tarawih every day, trying to go to the masjid as much as possible, making dua dhikr as much as possible, just taking advantage of the time that you have. Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now.
I'm going to recycle my answer too. I kind of, before Ramadan started, I did go in thinking that everything that I do in Ramadan, I need to make sure that I'm carrying out all these habits and everything outside of the month as well, so that it doesn't, like, that whole mindset and everything doesn't leave me after the month is over. And we do it in the month of Ramadan because we know it's very beneficial, and we know that ultimately as Muslims, that's what we're supposed to be doing. So inshallah, I hope that I can carry on all those habits into my daily life as well.
What's one goal that you're...
Go ahead.
I wanted to go to the masjid for sure a lot more, which I've been doing just as much as I can. I want to pray Fajr more when I get the chance in the masjid, because that's just a different vibe.
Yeah, that is a different vibe.
I had to find that. I also wanted to say, I wanted to catch up on memorizing some of my surahs because I forgot a couple. And so I'm on pace for that. I'm working on that. But yeah, so that's all I got for now.
Adam, what's one goal that you have during this Ramadan?
Yeah, so I have a lot of, I guess, quote-unquote, smaller goals and larger goals. One of my smaller goals is with being in person with work. There's three namazes that I have to spend, that are spent at work. So, you know, trying to not miss those. I think that's really important, and I'm trying to focus on that. But then also kind of like what Nazish was saying about, you know, not just keeping things for Ramadan, but being able to carry it out. So like if I am praying five times a day, you know, I don't want it to just stop because Ramadan's over. I want to continue that. Same with reading the Quran. We shouldn't only be doing this because it's Ramadan. You know, inshallah, we should all be able to carry that out outside the month. So just a lot of these things. But yeah, I think a lot of the goals were set by everyone, but yeah.
Yeah, one of my goals would be like to try to complete the Quran more than once this month. Like just complete more than one time. And just have a better understanding to like reading the translation and the meaning to it, and just understand it better and get it closer to it.
So it was a pleasure talking to you guys. I really enjoyed this convo, but my homie needs me. The city needs me. I gotta be like that right now. So take care, y'all.
Hey,
what a good guy.
Let me know how
what
to
a good guy.
I will.
Your friend is a real MVP, bro.
I'm the real MVP. I gotta go help him. What do you mean, my friend?
He mixed it up.
Yeah, you mixed it up.
He meant you're the real MVP. MVP. Yeah. No, he messed it up.
Out. So yeah.
You go do that.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I'm gonna go do that.
Good luck, brother.
Y'all, take care.
Good luck.
Thank you.
To be fair to him, people are more awake during Ramadan. So
yeah.
To be fair, this might be. I believe him. He doesn't have reason to lie.
Yeah, I'm not saying he has like a reason to lie. It's not believable that it just happened out of the blue. But it is what it is. So, yeah, okay, let's do Would You Rather. Let's do our fun little game. So, this is something new that this is the first time I'm trying it out. So, okay, would you rather have telekinesis or telepathy?
Which one is the one where you could read their mind? Telepathy?
Yeah, I think so.
Telekinesis is being able to move stuff, right?
Stuff with your mind.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I want to be able to read people's minds.
Telepathy it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Same with me. I'm gonna read people's minds.
Even though I wouldn't be able to handle it, but I'll still do it.
Yeah, literally same on them.
You have to be Jean from X-Men. If you know.
Yeah. Who here is a Marvel or DC fan? Who's Marvel, who's DC? I'm gonna go Marvel.
Gotta go Marvel.
I'm kind of bold.
I'm not into it that much, but I am Marvel.
Have any of you watched the new Disney Plus shows that they have for Marvel, like WandaVision and all? No?
No, I have not.
Me neither.
No? Oh my god, you guys should watch it. I really like it. Okay, would you rather control space or time?
Time.
Time.
Yeah, time, definitely.
I think I would do time too.
Wait, what does it mean to control space?
I think it would just be to teleport to different location or like whatever. Like throughout the universe.
I'm taking space. Yeah, I'm gonna be that one dude then. Yeah. I'd love to teleport. that'd be fun.
Okay. Would you rather be able to command water or wind? Water.
I think I would do water.
I would do wind.
Sonny?
Yeah, I guess I'll go wind, man.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong with this one. There's enough of both.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Aquaman on this one.
Hey, so now, so, okay, for everyone that's listening, head to the audio. We're going to cut into the audio only, and you'll find that on Spotify. Spotify, Anchor, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And thank you for all of you. Would you guys like to plug your social media or whatever you guys have? Like, just say your username.
Jamal, I'll let you do the honors. It's all Jamal.
YOM.unfiltered on Instagram. Make sure you guys check us out. And YOMunfiltered on YouTube. Check us out.
Yeah, I'll plug in their social media and all of that in the description below. And go check it out. It's worth a listen. And yeah. All right. For everyone that's tuning into the audio only, welcome. And this is going to be our Q&A. So I asked you guys to have a few questions that we would all like to answer. So should I go first or do you guys want to go first? Like, one of you guys?
I do not have any questions, so go for it.
Yeah, are we asking you questions?
Like I can ask you guys questions, you guys can ask me questions, as like whatever it is, like go for it.
No, you go first.
I have a question for you, Fahad.
Okay.
Okay, so what's one topic that you haven't done yet, but you're really interested in doing? Like something that's gonna be like an upcoming episode for you?
Okay. So right now, I think I'm just mostly, since it's Ramadan, I'm just going to mostly stick to Ramadan. Maybe have, like, I don't know, some imam or, like, have Mulana Mubin, Mr. Mursad or someone, Mr. Khadri or someone like that, and have them, like, give, since they've taught me and all that, let's have them like talk about like say like when the Quran was revealed and why and all of that, and then just explain like the important events in Ramadan, and then just a few of their experience and like what to like just give advice about like life and all of that, like what to do, what not to do, and what to expect in life.
That's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah. So my question for you guys is, since you're all older than me and you've all like done college and like you've done your undergrad, most of you, what advice would you guys give me for like, college? What to expect of it?
I would say that it's definitely, sorry, I just lost my voice for a second, but I would say that it's definitely going to change you, and you know, things are going to come up really unexpectedly that you never knew would happen, but be patient with it and just handle things really, just leave it all up to Allah and know that like whatever is going to happen is happening the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And change is supposed to be good. I know that's something that we haven't learned with ease. I'm definitely saying that for myself, but change is good and we should definitely appreciate it and take it in a positive way.
Yeah, echoing what Nazar said, don't ever set expectations for yourself. You should have expectations, you should have goals, but don't ever, I think this ties really closely to an episode we did, don't ever stick too close to them. not everything's going to work out the way you want it to work out all the time, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. There's always things that are going to come up. There's always, like, stuff's going to change, being able to adapt to it, and really, honestly, at the end of the day, stick really close to your morals and values, because you're going to come across a lot of different people in college. Some of them are going to be amazing for you. Some of them, not so much. So
yeah, we touched on this on the first episode.
Yeah, so some of these are going to be, like, challenges that Allah puts in front of you. So it's being ready for it, and always remember that Allah will never put you in a position
where you can't handle it.
Unless, yeah, if he didn't want you to, then you wouldn't even be in a position at all. So
I definitely agree with Jamal, especially the thing about, like, coming across people. You're going to come across so many people, but like you said, just keep your morals, keep your values, know what you stand for.
Sonny, what one advice you would give me?
Yeah, I'm going to echo something I talked about on the podcast, since the three P's. So I think when you're in college, you should definitely pursue something that is for a professional reason, whether it be a professional, like, fraternity club, something of that nature, something that you're passionate about, whether it be, you know, some random club about photography. I'm sure Jamal would be in some photography club. And then definitely do something personal, something that you might be a little scared of doing, but it'll help you grow in the long run. I think college is all about growth, and the more you actively pursue it, I think you really control your own narrative. So if you're not going to choose to pursue something, then I think at the end of the day, it kind of falls on you.
With college, there's a lot I could say when it comes to giving advice, but I think, Nazish, Jamal, and Masani summed it up really well, and that's actually what I completely agree with. College is just a weird time in your life. You know, it's like a different phase. And it's kind of crazy how much you can go through within those 4 years. So kind of going off of what they were saying, it's really important to remind yourself to be patient with yourself. Just know that obstacles will come in the way, but not to beat yourself over it. I think it's really important to be kind to yourself during this journey. And just enjoy it, because, you know, although it might be stressful and it can get very difficult at times, there are also going to be moments where you're going to reflect back and look back and be like, you know what, this may have been, like, one of the greatest times of my life. So it's a very, like, bittersweet time, I think, in everyone's life. So definitely enjoy it. But I guess also just be cautious and aware and kind of stay true to yourself.
What's one goal you have to complete this year? In 2021, like, what one goal you want to accomplish this year?
I have a lot of goals for this year, actually, alhamdulillah. I guess one of them is, I mean, inshallah, in a few months, I'm going to be living on my own for, like, one of the first times ever. So that's going to be a hurdle in itself. Not a hurdle, but a big learning experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is being able to manage that and be able to keep my mental health good, keep everything else good. While doing that, and inshallah, it'll be a big growing experience and learning experience. So for me, that's my personal goal for the year. One of the biggest things I'm looking forward to, along with a bunch of other stuff, but yeah.
Kind of going off of what Jamal was saying, this year is also kind of a big year for me. Just kind of transitioning from being a student to working full time, a lot of things going on in my personal life, alhamdulillah. So there's just a lot of different, areas in my life where there are a lot of things going on, but kind of going off what Jamal was saying about being able to balance everything and just kind of keeping myself sane and, being able to, I guess, just balance my mental health as well, because I know sometimes that gets tricky. So I want to be able to, I guess, enjoy everything that's kind of going on in my life in the present, and also being able to be there to support myself and take care of myself as I go with all these different changes. So definitely going to try to prioritize myself more. Well, I hope I didn't sound selfish, but just taking care of myself more.
No, that's super important. But I think for myself, my goal for this year is that just overcome any obstacles that come my way. That's been a really hard thing for me to do. In the past, I kind of always just, like, just let things happen, whatever, but it's really been a goal of mine to overcome whatever comes my way and honestly just win in the end, to put it simply.
Tanya, what's one goal?
Yeah, you guys are killing it. I'm just trying to get through the year. I think it's just important to take it day by day. So, but you guys are doing great, alhamdulillah.
Hey.
So yeah, I know you guys all have your personal stuff, so I hope you're going to juggle it through, keep your mental health sane, all that good stuff.
I think mine would be just and so I'll just have my podcast and my YouTube channel grow and just try to motivate more people and eventually just become somewhat big and then have a bigger platform to help a lot of people and motivate them. One last thing, like, what's one advice you would give to our listeners? One, like, since you guys are older than me and you guys have more experience, like, just one advice you'd give to our listeners.
Man, this is going to sound so cliche and redundant, but just stay true to yourself and your values. Again, like, just like how we said about college, you're going to come across so many people, especially in high school and transitioning mm-hmm. to college. You come across so many different types of people, and making sure you surround yourself with the right people. It's so, so important you surround yourself with the right people. And you might not be around these same people 2 years from now, 1 year from now, 3 years from now, but make sure every single moment of every single day when you choose to surround yourself with people, make sure it's the right people. Because you know what they say about your friend group and how important that is to the person that you become and the goals that you have. Also, making these goals, I think in high school especially, like, hey, what's your goal? Where do you want to be 5 years from now? And then what steps do you have to take to get there?
Yeah, or just make it like a vision board for the week and just like, okay, I want to accomplish these goals by the end of the week. Yeah, and that's what I do. I have a vision board and I write goals that I want to complete throughout the day, and as the day progresses, cross them off, and hopefully by the end of the day before I go to bed, the entire board is cleared out.
Yeah, definitely.
Even for my phone case, I got like motivational quotes, I customized it. So whenever I put my phone down, like, okay, I have something that I can see and then I can take from it and just like keep pushing myself to be my very best every day.
That's really good, Marshall. The advice that I would like to give is that it's really important for us to have full tawakkul and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what happens, we have to remember that everything happens for a reason, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all of our affairs. That's the biggest thing.
Now that she literally took what I was going to say.
I'm so sorry.
I'm a big believer in everything that happens for a reason. So this is something that I've literally told myself just, you know, as I grow older and I, you know, go through different things in life. But it really truly is important to remember that, inshallah, everything will happen as Allah has planned it to happen. I think sometimes we get too caught up in different things, and we get, you know, like, I think we just get too caught up in, honestly, just the dunya, and we need to realize that at the end of the day, things will start placing themselves the way they're supposed to be placed. So I think that's just an important thing to just kind of keep in the back of your head.
Yeah, Allah's plan is the best plan.
Yeah, I mean, I guess since you guys kind of said, like, yeah, I feel like they took, like, the spiritual on, so I guess I'll take more of, like, this, at the end of this world. I think focus on making memories. I think it's easy to, like, get caught up. Like, I know when I was a kid, I was like, damn, I can't wait to be older. And now I'm older, and I'm like, damn, like, I screwed up. I think it's a lot easier to just enjoy it when you're young, make your memories. Because when you get to be an adult, like, yeah, it's fun, but the responsibilities that come with it, like, school doesn't prepare you for that, for sure. So just enjoy the time that you have.
Yeah, and with that, thank you for everyone that attended, Jamal, Nadesh, Anna, Masani, and Tamur. Okay, thank you guys for all being here. This means a lot. And everyone, go check out Why I'm Unfiltered. This is their podcast is really good, 10 out of 10 for me. And not only because I know these people to some extent, but it's really good what they put out, and it's sometimes very educational to get different point of views to what's going around in the world and what topics that they talk about. And yeah, just check it out. I'm gonna link everything about them in the description below, so go check it out. And again, this is gonna be on YouTube weekly with Fahad Khan, and on Spotify, Anchor, what else, Google and Apple Podcasts, and more. And so yeah, jazakallah all of you guys for being here. This really means a lot, and hopefully in the future we can do like more episodes like these,
inshallah. Thank you so much for having us, Fahad. This was awesome. Big shout out to your podcast.
Yeah, I guess. Welcome, everyone.
Salaam.
Welcome.